This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Lakewood Council nears final vote on wildfire code that layers Jefferson County map onto state floor. A Monday public hearing and final vote could put a large slice of West Lakewood under a fire zone overlay with renovation and vegetation triggers for existing homes. The Lakewood City Council is set for an additional public hearing and final vote on Monday, May 11th, on a wildfire resiliency ordinance that would draw a wildland-urban interface boundary across a large portion of the city's west side and trigger fire code compliance for renovations, re-roofs, and vegetation on existing homes inside the zone. The ordinance, which would add a new wildfire resiliency chapter to the Lakewood Municipal Code along with a WUI boundary map, takes effect July 1, 2026, if approved. The vote follows the Council's April 27 decision to table the ordinance and schedule an additional public hearing at the May 11 meeting. The city's project page at lakewoodtogether.org/wildfirecode confirms the May 11th hearing and notes the agenda has been published on lakewoodspeaks.org. The ordinance is the local response to Colorado Senate Bill 23-166, the 2023 law that created the Colorado Wildfire Resiliency Code Board inside the Division of Fire Prevention and Control, and required local governments with WUI areas to adopt wildfire regulations by April 1, 2026, with full enforcement by July 1. Lakewood is layering Jefferson County's more stringent overlay on top of the state's minimum standards, rather than picking one over the other. The city's Frequently Asked Questions page describes the new code as ensuring that impacted properties in Lakewood meet statewide minimum standards, while also aligning with Jefferson County's more stringent policy to maintain consistency across jurisdictions. On what the ordinance does to existing homes, Karen Gorday, who heads the Lakewood Citizens Alliance, brought the issue to listeners on The Kim Monson Show on Thursday. Quote, "And they have put a large portion of Lakewood in a fire zone," end quote, Gorday said. Quote, "Any new construction automatically falls into that, but for existing homes the way this ordinance is written, it's rather confusing for starters," end quote. The city's own Frequently Asked Questions page frames the existing home impact in two voices that sit in tension. One sentence states the code does not impose any new obligations on existing homes unless the property owner chooses to construct a new home or add an addition greater than 500 square feet. A few paragraphs later, the same page describes a renovation trigger. Quote, "If the renovation involves replacing more than 25% of the exterior surface area, such as large sections of the roof or siding, the updated areas must meet wildfire resiliency material standards," end quote. A homeowner inside the WUI overlay who replaces 25% or more of total exterior surface, including in scenarios driven by hail damage, would be drawn into the fire resiliency materials standard for the affected area. Vegetation rules apply once a property is in the overlay. The city splits defensible space into two zones. The immediate zone, 0 to 5 feet from the structure, requires removal of all combustible materials, shrubs, and mulch, with non-combustible surfaces such as gravel or concrete in their place. The intermediate zone, 5 to 30 feet, requires tree and shrub spacing to break up fuel continuity, branch pruning, and removal of dead plant material. Certain species, including junipers, are prohibited on the map question. Gorday's central complaint is about the boundary itself. The state's WUI map under the 2025 Colorado Wildfire Resiliency Code is a floor. The Jefferson County Board of Commissioners approved updates to the county's Wildfire Resiliency Code on March 10, including, in the words of Colorado Politics, quote, "creating buffering areas around structures and tougher building requirements," end quote. Lakewood is adopting a city-level boundary aligned with the Jeffco overlay, which Gorday says brings in, quote, "all of Ward 4, parts of Ward 1, and parts of Ward 5, end quote, covering the west side of the city up against the Green Mountain foothills. The state's mapping has not been uncontested. The Colorado Municipal League reported in February that, quote, "the state's CWRC application map is not accurate for all areas," end quote, and that municipalities lacked the data and tools to develop their own maps for state board approval inside the compliance window. That gap is part of what pushed cities like Lakewood toward the Jeffco overlay rather than a custom local map on the Saturday meeting and Monday vote. On the show Thursday, Gorday announced a community meeting at the Green Mountain Recreation Center on Saturday, May 9th at 12:30 in the afternoon. The city's calendar separately lists a joint Ward 4 and Ward 5 community meeting that day. Gorday did not specify on air whether her group's meeting and the city's joint ward meeting are the same gathering. Quote, "That is the focus, because next Monday, City Council will be meeting to either pass as is or amend it at that meeting and pass something in its place," end quote, Gorday said. What to watch Monday? Whether the council adopts the ordinance and the corresponding Wooly boundary map as written, accepts amendments to narrow the existing home triggers or the boundary, or pulls back further. Effective date stays July 1st if the ordinance passes in any form aligned with the state's compliance deadline. And now, Kim's perspective. Lakewood residents already pushed back this spring against zoning that bypassed them, and they won at the ballot. Now the same West Side neighborhoods face a different kind of overlay, a fire zone map that triggers building material upgrades and vegetation rules whenever a homeowner re-roofs after a hailstorm or finishes a major exterior project. State law sets a floor, and the city has discretion in how far above that floor it builds. The question Lakewood's elected representatives have to answer Monday is whether layering Jefferson County's more aggressive boundary onto the state minimum is justified by the actual fire risk on the affected blocks, or whether the city is locking in costs for homeowners who had no seat at the mapping table. The people who live inside the overlay deserve a map they can read and a renovation trigger that does not punish a hailstorm. This article is available at kimmonson.com. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.